All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, April 24th of 2024. Looking ahead, we had a three-game early MLB slate kickoff earlier today. Good luck to all of you playing that contest. We have a seven-game MLB main slate later this evening. We have a two-game NBA main slate. And then over in the NHL streets, looks like we have a three-game main slate there as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do this show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. All right. Well, with that said, going to get the SaberSim app pulled up here. And let's see. One question here to get us started. So if you guys have questions, now is always a good time to get them in. Jay Sams Jr. with a question here. He said, how can you tell if a team is going to have a bullpen day before the starting lineups get confirmed? And this is a good question here. So the best way that I see AZ jumped in here and helped out Jay Sams, I'll just give my own thoughts here. One of the ways that I prefer to do this is to come into the app and look at pitches. So what I'll do here is go over to MLB. All right, MLB just loaded up. So if you're on like the pro or ultimate plan, you should have access to all the detailed stats. So what I do is I come over here to pitchers, just sort descending here. Typically, when teams are doing a bullpen day, they're going to have pitchers that just have a low pitch total overall. So probably like Toronto with Bowden Francis here. Really interesting. Miami with Sixto Sanchez. Possibly even Colorado here with Ty Black, but just like some of these things that just like kind of stand out that like seem a little weird, where it's just like pitchers just have like an overall like low pitch total. This is something that I prefer to filter out, to be honest, when I'm building my own lineups. Like I go to filters, I'll just add a filter, something that says show, I'll deselect all the positions and just leave pitchers. And then just say show players with pitches greater than 60. And the reason I like to do this is just because, you know, these guys who are openers, who are not going to pitch that much in general here, they're basically just having a capped upside. Like they could throw, you know, three scoreless innings. Like that does not mean the manager is going to let them go for, you know, try to continue their no hitter or something like that. Right. But for all these guys who are regular pitchers, you know, their teams will let them stretch. You know, there's no kind of inning cap going into the game. So in my opinion, you know, these guys who are openers or bullpen days, you know, just have a lot of capped upside and just aren't really worth putting in your lineups to begin with. So I like a pitcher filter here, I think is like totally fine. You could also do this via projection if you don't have access to the detailed stats. I think that's okay as well. All right. Good question there. Question here from Mr. CL86. All right. Quick question. I'm currently using a custom filter to sort through my lineups, but I'm not able to really diversify anymore with many uniques. Any advice? I would be kind of surprised to see that. I think, you know, if you're using a filter actually specifically here, be careful how many lineups you're filtering out. You know, maybe that's what's happening. Like maybe you're starting with a pool of 500 lineups and you're adding this filter and it's getting rid of, you know, half to like 50 to 75% of your pool. I think that's a little aggressive. Anytime that I use a filter, I'm trying to curate you know, I like to say like trimming the fat off of the edges of my pool here, just like the lineups that I really don't want to play. So when I do that, it's more like, hey, I'm trying to filter out 10% of my lineups, maybe even 20% of my lineups, but I'm not trying to go further than that. So if you're starting with a pool of 500 lineups and you're trimming 10%, then, you know, you should be trashing 50 lineups. If you're doing 20%, 100 lineups. I think even with 400 lineups, you should be able to diversify. If it's a major problem for you, what you could do if you're just playing like a ton of unique lineups is possibly even upgrade to the pro plan. Like, that is an idea here. I see like you're on the standard plan. So, you know, going from 500 to 5,000 lineups is another big jump there. It's like 10 times the amount of lineups. So that's one thing that you can consider. You could also consider doing multiple builds, like breaking out your contests into different builds to have more unique lineups compared to what you're building for. So if you're, you know, playing 200 unique lineups and building a pool of 500 and filtering out, you know, and filtering down to 400. Well, you know, now you're playing half your pool. I could see how that can get tough. So then maybe you break those out, right? Maybe you do some 20 maxes individually. Maybe you do that separate from like a 150 max. So there are a couple different options for you there. All right, jumping over to the YouTube chat. Question from the Real AD. Longtime SaberSim user here. How do I control exposures for a player across all positions and not just one position? For example, I just want to limit my total exposure across all lineups of a player. I want SaberSim to tell how I should distribute the percentage across all lineups. Okay, so, and then there's one other question. So we'll tackle this one first. So the easiest way to do this is always do it from a tab that says all, okay? So like if I go to all batters, although I see here that Emmanuel Rivera from Miami has flexibility to be put into the first base position or third base position. If I come into all batters and set a max exposure of, say, 50%, well, it's going to be 50% across all positions that player is eligible for. So it'll be 50% total. Now, if I were to go into the 1B position and, you know, go and find Emmanuel Rivera and set a max exposure here of 50%. Well, that's just at first base. The builder could still put the other 50% in the third base position. And when I go to all batters, I could still be getting 100% of him. So I think one thing that people sometimes mess up with, which maybe you're if you're going position by position and you're setting those minimax exposures as you go, well, then you're going to run into that problem. So one way to still go position by position but solve that problem is go to the all batters. But when I set the max exposure from the all batters, it's still going to apply it across all positions they are eligible for. So for instance, Salvador Perez, I'm filtered for 1B right now, but he has catcher slash 1B eligibility. But either way, I'm in the all batters tab. So as long as I set that here, it won't matter. And then once I'm done going through all the positions, I just come back to my position column. I reselect all, and then those max exposures will be here. So that's the way I prefer to go position by position. Probably something I only do like in NFL, but if you're doing that for MLB or NBA or whatever, this is my preferred way of doing that. All right. Another question here. My other question is, I like to use multiple builds. How can I know what lineup is from which build when I look at my favorites? There will not be a way to do that. So if you are like, hey, you know, I have build one, and then, hey, you know, I'm going to open up build two, and like, maybe I'm playing a 20 max, I'm going to send 10 lineups from build one to the favorites, I'm going to send 10 lineups from build two to the favorites. There isn't a way like that the lineup will designate like saying, hey, this lineup came from build two. One thing is that when you send the lineups to the build, they are going to send in the order that you sent them. So like, if I send 10 lineups from build one, well, the first 10 lineups are going to be from build one, and then from build two. I don't know if that's true, because, well, let's just see, right? We could test this. I don't know if that'll work, because I think that at the end of the day, they get sorted by projected score once they're in the favorites tab. I was going to say that, you know, the first 10 lineups will come from build one, the second 10 lineups will come from build two, but I do think they get a little bit mixed together in the favorites tab and get sorted by projected scores. So I would be curious, you know, why you want to do that. You know, if there is like a reason that you're looking to be like, hey, you know, I want to know that the 19th lineup in my 20 from the favorites came from X build. You know, I'm always willing to take things back to the team as a feature request. And if you could just like elaborate more in Discord or via email as to why that is useful, that always helps us to add these things to the app. So I'm in the favorites tab now. It is sorting by projected score by default here. And that would indicate that the lineups will get resorted in the favorites tab based on their projected score. So he said, I have general rules that I like to apply to different builds. They can be more extreme than others, and it helps us see what works and what doesn't. Okay. So if you're talking about like lineup review, maybe like, maybe you're going back into the build after the slate is over and you're like, hey, you know, this lineup, I could definitely see how that can be useful for like post contest analysis. So thank you for elaborating there. I was at a little bit of a loss. So I don't mind taking it back to the team as a feature request here. Maybe we, you know, put something here that says, you know, where the lineup came from. So I can definitely take that back to the team as a suggestion here. No problem. All right. John said, smash that like button. John, glad you're able to catch a show. I did answer your question at the beginning, so if you missed it, just rewind a little bit and you can catch that. But with that said, it looks like we're all caught up with questions here in both the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back here tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.